Good morning, everyone. Well, US markets were mixed last night in another volatile session that was actually quite directionless, because early in the day we had markets actually lifting as much as 1.7%. They fell quite quickly though and finished in negative territory. So the Dow Jones dropped back 125 points or 0.4%. The broader S&P 500 fell by about a fifth. And while that's not a big loss, it is the sixth straight decline for that index, which has also fallen briefly to a near two-year low, actually falling slightly below the worst levels that we've seen this year, which was back in June, as far as intraday trade is concerned. The Nasdaq actually bucked the trend, lifting modestly by a quarter of a percent, snapping a five-day losing streak. But keep in mind, it still is the worst performer amongst those three indexes since the start of this year. So not much has really changed at the moment. The same concerns are still around. Worries that all these aggressive rate hikes we're getting in the US and around the world might go too far, and it could create quite a significant economic slowdown over the next year. So that's going to continue to receive a lot of attention. The European markets also under pressure, generally not doing as badly, only falling about a tenth of a percent as a whole, but the Italian market struggled most. Now, it fell by about 1.2% last night, a couple of days removed from the elections held at the weekend. Declines were more significant though in Germany, down 0.7%. In the UK, the FTSE was down half, and we had the CAC 40 in France falling modestly by a quarter of a percent. As far as the sectors and stocks are concerned, it was very mixed. The materials, energy, consumer discretionary and tech, they were actually the standouts or lifting. The rest of the market actually dropped back. What we saw on the S&P 500 were a few winners around actually. Cruise liners and travel stocks managed to do quite well. Norwegian Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean Cruises, American Airlines as well, all managing to lift. But these were stocks that were punished last week on the more hawkish tone coming through from the Federal Reserve, which basically just flagged that interest rate hikes might be about a percent higher at their peak next year than what was previously flagged just 3 months earlier. We also had Meta doing quite poorly on the S&P 500, actually hitting a fresh 52-week low, quite a fall from grace for the company formerly known as Facebook, which is trading at about $135 at the moment. It was trading at $353 at its peak in just November last year. They then went through a rebrand and also are spending billions of dollars on their VR space in the metaverse as well. But we had 304 stocks on the S&P 500 also falling. Now on the Dow Jones, 19 of 30 fell back. We had led by McDonald's actually, which was down 2.8%, and Procter & Gamble, which was down 2.7%, a company that owns, it seems, most consumable product brands that you can think of, from nappies to shampoos like Herbal Essences, Head & Shoulders, Gillette, Braun, and many other brands as well. Coca-Cola and Walt Disney also dropping back by more than 2%. Now, as far as the bond market's concerned, it was a bit mixed last night. The 10 years continued to worsen with prices falling, yields lifting. In fact, the 10-year Treasury yield rose 7 basis points to 3.95%. It hasn't been higher in 12 and a half years. Now, the 2 years actually eased by 2 points to 4.29%, but they're still sitting at around the highest levels in 15 years. So these rising interest rates, rising borrowing costs are certainly a bit of a concern for markets at the moment. Now, as far as our market's concerned, SPY futures are pointing to a drop of around 38 points, or around that half a percent mark for our market this morning. That would be enough to wipe out yesterday's improvements completely. It would also keep us on track to have the worst month, or second worst month actually, of the year. We're down 7% in September so far. Now, that decline won't quite get us down to the lows that we hit back in June, but we are not too far away from it. So we're about 89 points off memory, or 1.4% above that June low. That's going to be a level that will be important psychologically for markets to watch in the days and weeks ahead as well. Now today, we've got an update on retail spending in August. It will be important because it could show the first signs of perhaps some pressure coming through in spending. It will only take into account really the first interest rate hike that we've had back in May. It generally takes a few months from a rate hike to have, you know, the full effect, I guess, and impact on consumers and on the household budget as well. So it might take still a few months yet to see a more significant impact on retail spending. We also have quite a few companies paying out divs today. The big one will be Coles, but also Worley, Amcor, ASX, Ampol, and Downer as well. We've got the budget outcome as well today for the 2021-2022 budget. A $50 billion improvement is expected there. And commodity prices were mixed. We had iron ore dropping by a third of 1% to $98 per tonne. Other metals like zinc, nickel and aluminium also dropped back. But we did get improvements from gold, which was up around a fifth, and oil, which was up 2.3% after hitting a nine-month low just yesterday. The Aussie dollar weaker again at 64.3 US. Have a fantastic day, everyone.